Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'd like to begin by sharing a passage of Scripture found in the 12th chapter of John. Verse 36, but I think I'll read it, verse 35. Jesus said unto them, "Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have the light, believe in the light, that ye might be the children of light." Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, when he suffered and died on the cross, inflicted a fatal blow to Satan and his kingdom. Our enemy, beloved, has been mortally wounded. God has not abdicated his rule over this world. And what God did through the death and resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ, is something to be laid hold of by every believer. We have to understand the sacrifice he paid and the reason he did it. John 12:36 says, "Believe in the light in order that you will become sons of light." Beloved, it's impossible to separate the priestly ministry of Jesus Christ from his kingly ministry. From the New Testament perspective, the work of God in his Son cannot be limited to cleansing from the guilt and stain of sin alone, but it is also a liberation from the powers of darkness. The Christ, the same Christ who wrought forgiveness of sins, is also the Christ who wrought liberation from the powers and dominion of Satan and slavery in the world. You recall when Jesus stood up and preached and said, the Spirit of the Lord, he ministered from Isaiah, and he said, "This day is the scripture now fulfilled in your ears." He said, "The Spirit of the Lord was upon him for various purposes, which continued through this hour and for the body of Christ, that we are to open the prison to them that are bound," if you will, speaking of those that are spiritually captive by the evil one, to preach the good news to the poor, to say to those who are brokenhearted in Zion, to heal the afflicted. That ministry that Jesus began, he desires to be continued through his church. Praise God. Without the Lord, when we look at the world around us, we can see man is just terribly imprisoned within a closed system of rebellion against God. He's in a prison. No matter if they think they're free, it is just a deception. And that kind of rebellion, that closed-mindedness, is an attitude which deprives him of eternal life. Only if we can humble ourselves before the Lord and realize that our way isn't working. That's what happened to the prodigal son, if you remember. The father did not prevent him from leaving. Even though it was a terrible reproach in that day to ask for your inheritance before the father died, the patriarch died, he nonetheless let him go. But a work was done as he lived a life of total liberty and did whatever he wanted. He finally ended up in the pig's pen, was starving, and realized that's when he came to himself. He began to realize the choices he had made. And that's what God is waiting for every single human being to realize, to have the strength and the courage to say, "I was wrong. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son, Father." And when that happens, the Father welcomes the prodigal with open arms. God's Word takes seriously, beloved, the necessity of divine resources that we face for our day-to-day battles, as well as the victories that He's promised us. And God is revealing the difference between the reality of the Lord Jesus Christ and the false gods and idols of this world. Each of us who will proclaim His Word, who will help proclaim His Word, who will listen to His Word and obey His Word, are a fragrance of sweet joy. Hallelujah. And we go from victory to victory, from glory to glory. The Word of God unites, beloved. The Spirit of God is moving to bring the life of His Word to a world of things that have died, of dead and corrupted things. And it's only the Word of God that can breathe life, that has operated and worked in our lives, which caused us to be translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And as Christians, we need to be reminded of the liberty that has been given to us in Christ. Our ministry is to the lost and to the body of Christ. Because Jesus died and rose from the grave, the way was made for us to live in the liberty of His victory as the children of God. We don't belong to this world. Amen? We're in the world, but we're not of this world. And we have been given liberty. Our freedom has been declared from the jurisdiction of Satan, and we have become sons and daughters of God. Secular Christianity, humanism, the New Age message, all those waves of thinking robs an individual of the power of God and relegates them to the status of a victim instead of a conqueror. And these messages, these partial truths that are preached, instead actually are organized lies of the evil one that would make a person spiritually impotent against the works of darkness. We're dealing with a wily foe. He is not stupid. He knows mankind. But what does Jesus tell us? He declares to us in Luke 10:19, every one of you, brother and sister, every one of you listening, if you've accepted Jesus into your life, you have been given power over the enemy. Luke 10:19 says, behold, I give you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and the physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. Now, the serpents and scorpions are a symbol of your victory over spiritual powers of evil. Paul experienced this victory literally on his experience on the island of Melita or Malta. You recall in Acts, the 28th chapter, verse 3, it says, they had kindled a fire, and because of the present rain and because of the cold, and when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. A few verses later, it says, verse 5, and he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. And of course, the superstitious people who lived there thought that he must have been found out by the gods and was being punished after they had it was going to die, even though he had survived the sea, the waves and the crashing of the ship upon the rocks. And nonetheless, then when he saw no harm in him, they assumed he was a god. But the point is, it was a testimony to God's power. Psalm 91:11 declares that He will give His angels charge over you. Beautiful passages found in that verse. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And then verse 13 says, thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Of course, that's not literal, but it's talking about demonic power. In 1 Peter 5:8, we see Satan prowls about like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. But Peter declares, resist him firm in your faith. Praise God. Well, I think I'm going to stop right here and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. But on yesterday's broadcast, for the first time, I announced an offer that we were making available to our radio family, and that is a small devotional booklet for the believer, 38 pages of a sampling of some of the prophetic words the Lord has given me over the years. And Debbie Erickson got this inspiration from the Lord, and she created and compiled this little booklet. And so I invite you, if you would like this little booklet, which will encourage your heart, we are offering it free of charge. Let me just share one of the prophetic entries that she had enclosed in the booklet. My beloved, the way of the Lord is not hard. There is a pathway in the Spirit that is a way of holiness, where the traveler on that way shall not err or be turned aside. It is a way separate from the world, a way in which I shall lead you, where your foot shall not slip, neither shall you stumble and fall. Behold, men's hearts shall faint with fear at the things coming upon the world, but it shall not be so with you. For I am your foundation, your firm foundation, and your rock of refuge. And as I said through the prophet Isaiah, strengthen the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of fearful heart, be strong, fear not, behold, your God will come and save you. Take only what you need for this journey. Let go of every weight that would hinder. Simplify your life. Gird up the loins of your mind and be not afraid of evil tidings, for I am with you and around about you, says your God. Keep looking up, be not dismayed, for the ransomed of the Lord shall return to Zion with songs and everlasting joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Be strong and of good courage, for I have overcome the world, says the Lord. Praise God, one of the entries that we have in that little devotional. So I invite you to write and request that booklet. It's free of charge for the asking, and the announcer in a moment will give you our contact information. Also, if you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write and share those needs. I will pray personally for you, and as we have stacks of testimonies of people that have been blessed by that word in season. So thank you so much for joining me. I love you. I pray for you every day. And I thank you for listening. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.